Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey, how's it going? Time for the next of our live episodes. This one recorded with our special guest, Aaron Boyd, at the Hamilton Fringe Festival in July 2022.
Tonight, but is a staple of the End with a Kissed cast that will be playing after this show. And you can find him around the Niagara region doing Niagara improv and doing stand-up, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. He also runs the ticketing at Shaw Festival. But tonight, Aaron is going to only be Aaron for about another 2 minutes, because what you're going to be doing this evening is endowing Aaron with the character that you're going to be seeing played in the episodes. Now, Aaron, we're about to build the creature.
Okay.
Did you bring anything that you want to share with the audience, like a name or how long you've been on the planet?
I'm good to let them die.
That's the right answer! Yes, the best. Now you know it's improv. So that's awesome. You can say that. You can say that. So with that being said, I'm going to ask you, our lovely audience, some questions. So once I've asked, please feel free to shout out an offer, and I will we will take it and we'll endow it on Aaron for his character. So the first thing I'm going to ask for this creature, how long have they been on the planet?
300 years.
300 years. Okay, all right. You've been here a little while. Okay. And what is a physicality this creature might have? Like, are they made of gas? Do they have tentacles for eyes? What's something kind of interesting about
them? Made of tar.
Huge. Made of tar.
Yeah.
Huge penis.
You're well endowed, tar man. That can be part of it. It can also not be part of it to our audience. There's always one. All right, and the last thing I'll ask is, what's a quirk that this character has? Like
overly apologetic,
sneaky.
Overly apologetic and sneaky. Ooh, are you sneaky about your apologies?
A very bad smell.
A very bad smell.
Good luck, my friends.
The last question I'm going to ask you folks for Aaron is, who is this character? What is their name?
Glormok Caesar.
Okay,
Glormok Caesar.
Do you hear that in the back? Glormok Caesar.
Glormok.
Yell it down! Huge penis!
That's never.
What have you done? So what we tend to do before our sessions is we get a title to start the show. The one where they blank, or the one with the blank. And so we fill in that blank. So sometimes it will be the one where Beatrix dies in a fire. The one where Bob gives them all food poisoning.
Hey.
You know what happens. And the one where there's an elephant in the room. You know, it can be really anything that you'd like. So does anyone have an idea?
The one with the tar penis.
Hey!
The one with too much fire.
The one with too much fire. I like that. The one with too much fire, sir. I'm going to turn into a character in a minute. I'm going to make sure that we bring up the tar penis. But for now, this is an everybody crowd. It's PG-13, people. PG-13. Shame. All right, so with that, we're going to go with the one with too much fire,
parentheses, the tarp penis. All right, here we go.
Beatrix, it's very hot out here. This hike seems ill-advised due to the current weather conditions.
Well, I read once that it was really healthy to just, you know, explore your pores. If it rhymes, it's true.
Barty, is that real?
No.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait.
No. I mean, quite the contrary, actually. It seems to me, anything that makes you exude...
You should preclude.
Hey, it rhymes, so it's true.
Huh.
Wait, now I'm confused about the rule that we have. I need to get...
Regardless, being out in the heat of the moment, doesn't it put a fire under your butts, huh?
It literally feels like disparate parts of the planet might be melting. Like that tree? Look at that tree over there. Look at how it looks like a painting. Like a painting that got wet, and it's bleeding, and it's dripping... And large parts of it keep schlocking off like a glacier crashing into the ocean.
And yeah. It's making weird mumbling noises.
Oh, sorry, everyone, that's my stomach. Those chips didn't go... I mean, the nothing I ate didn't go down very well.
I swear to God, Bob. Did you bring chips? Did you do it? Did you do it again? Are you hoarding? Are you hoarding, you little hoarding son of a...
I think there's something more important going on right now, and it's that blurping thing.
Yeah, let's focus on the gurgling pit beneath the tree. It bubbles and oozes.
I mean, I'm personally okay with avoiding most things that bubble and ooze.
So we're just going to walk away, leave whatever's in that pit just unexplored?
Okay, that makes sense.
That might be unsatisfying.
This, I think, is one of the first good decisions we've made ever. Let's just ignore the large growing groans.
Oh, wait! Language! Did you hear that? I think it said hi! We can't abandon something that communicates with us. I rescind my previous thought!
You said that you've been in Bob, like, all the time, though.
Huh?
You've been in Bob. He communicates with us. Let's just fix this one. Let's move on. Come on. Let's go.
Well, we know that Bob can come back, so like one or two minus Bobs is not
what
a big
deal. What do you mean, come back? What are you guys talking about?
I'll go poke the disgusting gray slush. Ding, ding. This feels bad. This feels like I've made a mistake.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, as long as you're apologetic, I guess I'll apologize too. I am also sorry.
I'm sorry you feel sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry that you feel like you need to apologize again. It's okay, I swear.
It's fine.
No, I'm good.
Elbot, your arm is melting.
Yeah, but I don't want to offend the thing. What if it does it again?
It's okay, I don't mind. The arm.
Entity. Forgive us.
Forgive me.
You are forgiven.
So I obviously have caused offense.
This is the politest alien we have ever encountered, and we were just gonna walk past this guy. What are you getting?
You might even say he's Canadian.
I absolutely wouldn't have wanted to interrupt your day.
Cool. Well, that's good. So we'll just move right along then, right, Barty?
Wow,
but let me the your arm.
Oh, you want my other arm? Oh, okay, why not?
No!
We're trying to just be polite. It doesn't even hurt because I cannot feel pain as a robot.
Ow, that had the GPS on it.
Can someone pick me up?
No, because the last time I picked you up, there was a storm and you electrocuted me.
Lightning does not strike twice in the same place.
We're not in the same place!
So do you not know where you are now?
If I just put my finger in my... needed a little lick there and feel the wind, I'd say we're due
So?
We don't know where we are now.
Oh.
We...
Does anyone else know where you are?
Wait. Huddle, guys.
This feels like stranger danger.
I can't put my arms around you, because they have been knotted off.
I feel like that might be a trick question.
It is a little creepy how much he apologizes without having done anything.
Albot doesn't have any arms.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm going to take this one on me. You know?
Yeah, you don't just put your hand in someone's mouth.
Well,
don't do it!
Entity Pit. It's hard to say that word. What should I call you for real?
Oh, I would prefer to be addressed by my proper title.
Okay, which is...
And what would that be?
Yeah, come on.
I thought Barty.
I'm sorry.
No, don't say sorry. Just say your name.
My name...
I'm going to sit down.
So nice of you to be interested. I don't get a lot of conversation.
Imagine that.
Well,
my name is Glorbach Caesar.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
No, don't.
My name.
I'm sorry, I actually need them to say it slower.
What?
Okay, I heard some consonants that time. Glorbach.
Caesar.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Glorbach Caesar.
You've got it.
Aha!
The sun is literally starting to set in the sky.
You're quite an intelligent creature.
Oh, well, you know.
Obviously quite sophisticated.
Well, don't get out of here what you were saying.
I bet you prefer the finer things in life.
Sorry, did you say the fire things?
I think he said the fire things in life.
That's what I heard as well.
Fired things in life.
Wait, the fired?
That's even more threatening.
I don't understand.
Just don't look over here. Don't pay attention behind you.
Okay, gotcha.
You're kidding me, right?
What?
Someone says don't pay attention behind you and you just follow that advice?
Well, he's been super polite so far.
Yeah, he's given me no reason not to trust him.
I'm sorry. Did I cause you some concern?
Yes. No, I am concerned.
Well, come on over and I'll try to dissuade you.
Is anyone feet getting hot?
Bob, stop fidgeting. It's distracting.
My feet are getting hot.
Oh goodness.
Whoa.
Oh no. Oh no.
Really hot.
Oh no.
My butt's on fire.
My butt's on fire.
What do you do? Do you drop and roll when a foot's on fire? What do you do?
Do not drop.
I'm going to drop and roll.
Bob has exploded.
Now you see why I was concerned.
Can someone pull me out of the sticky muck that is on flame?
I have no arms.
Break
out of here.
Your hand.
Oh, no. This isn't what happened.
Beatrix, I have your hand.
She's not done.
I will avenge no one.
There's always a third.
Al, I know this is a really serious situation, but I have a social etiquette question.
Oh, okay, let's go.
I have Beatrix's hand.
Mm. Oh, I can take that from you. I know where the rest of her is.
Is it wrong to just...
I think it's just... I really don't want to get on their bad side now that they've... Yeah. They got it, yeah. Okay, so let's take stock of what's going on. It's melted off my arms. It has sucked two of our closest and dearest friends into a large pit of despair. And now it's got its hand. And what will it do with us? Well, that's what we're about to find out. Mr. Gorbach Caesar, are you going to kill us the same way you've killed our two dear senior's friends?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, so it's going to be a different way. Got it.
Just allow me to stretch for a moment.
Oh, it's like a human shape, but it's got three legs. Oh. Weird.
Congratulations, sir.
Perhaps this form will put you more at ease.
It kind of does for me, actually. It really works.
Oh.
Cut back to the base.
The sound of two pods.
Oh, I'm fire! I'm fire! Oh.
Yeah. I'm not on fire. Hi, Beatrix. Oh,
do I feel refreshed? My goodness.
A robe, maybe?
What? Oh, I'm very comfortable with my naked body.
Please?
I'll put on a second. What are you gonna do? You want two robes? I'll put on two robes.
Thanks.
But that's more speaking about you and your things, Bob. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying you're uncomfortable with the human form and its element.
No, just the boobs and the penis parts.
Sound of a door opening.
So, you know, as I was saying, I believe that every society needs to have a just system for allowing people to rise to the proper level.
I mean, you make an interesting point, but how do you determine who determines justice?
I think you have to look past people's past actions and see what truly is in their heart.
Can't that potentially lead to corruption? Having that role, though? Who will guard the guard, so they say?
Well, really, if you're not willing to take some risks, you don't deserve an enlightened society.
What?
Is that the thing that just, like, set us on fire?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, you distracted. Distracted.
What? I wasn't distracted. I don't want to go near it.
I'm so sorry about all the hallway we just walked through. I'm sure the fires will burn down.
Oh, I mean...
Sorry, Thing, would you like a robe?
Oh, you're just so very... I'm quite comfortable myself.
Yeah, he's got like a kickstand, so he can like lean on himself. It's perfect.
Oh my lord, no! It's great. That's lovely.
Bob, Beatrix, I think we got Caesar all wrong.
You can't see me. I'm hiding real good.
What, but you're right. Like, I can see you're doing like a little meerkat thing right above the table, right? I can...
No, it's a real good hiding spot.
No, your eyes, the fire from the hallway is glinting in your eyes, making you look like a woman possessed.
You mean that one that he just put the robe over top?
Three robes.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got my fire extinguisher!
No, Beatrix, no!
Suck it, fiend! You're welcome, everybody. Beatrix saves the day again.
No, Beatrix, you're going to show us how to make a perfect democracy.
Yeah, we had a moment after you guys... left.
Yeah, it was this whole system that was somewhere in between sort of elected officials, but also sort of like a socialized government that allowed everyone both to pitch in, but also get what they needed out of the system. But he wasn't going to tell us the one thing we needed to know until we got here.
They are easily one of the most enlightened pits of goo I've ever met.
We didn't leave. We were incinerated alive.
And I think that was your fault. We had a conversation with him, and if you had not looked behind you like he had suggested, then you would have been fine. It's one of those fires where if you just don't pay attention to it, it'll put itself out.
Oh.
Fire extinguisher! What? Are you still going?
I'm covered in foam.
Yeah.
And episode!
Shh!
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, Michael Davinsky, and Phil Johnston, with special guest Aaron Boyd. Live sound by Eli Hamada McElveen, and technical assistance from Rose Yusenica. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It begins, as terrible things often do, with a knife.
People of Herta, chosen children of the knife, a lost soul has come to us.
I'm not sure if I can do this.
It's always better if you just do it quick.
You came to St. Kilda to escape your past, but the past isn't so easy to outrun.
You always say you're changing, but underneath you're just the same.
She was a child, Lockie.
You liar!
Did you really believe this community would accept you?
I think you're meant to be here.
A little bird told me that you're a liar.
All of this, it comes with a cost, Lockie.
Did you really believe you could find redemption?
The time for excuses is over.
The Secret of St. Kilda, available wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to season one now, and remember, there is no change without sacrifice.